Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Now, I've got 4 points to fix the Gold Coast Suns. At the moment, they're in struggle street. They haven't got a coach. Their number one player, Gary Ablett, who won the best and fairest only after 14 games. Well, we're not going to call it best and fairest. I just call it the fairest.
I didn't get it.
Because there was no best. There was no best player throughout the Gold Coast Suns for the year. So Gary won it on the back of just having 14 great games. Just showed realistically that there's no other player that stood up. So it's actually more embarrassing for every other player.
I thought it was more because he was just a pet. He's just a pet who wins everything.
He only won off the back of coaches giving, obviously determining how well they went each week.
Right.
And they don't know until, the count. And, everybody was surprised. It was a function on Saturday night at the Best and Fairest. It was pretty flat after Gary won.
Really?
We've been right behind the Gold Coast Suns too throughout their time here, and we want it to continue.
We do. And I've got 4 points.
Oh,
Four points right now, right here, that will fix the Gold Coast Suns.
More is.
Okay, because Mark Evans is there in charge. Now he's in charge of Hawthorn when they went through their revamp and gone on to bigger and better things. Number one rule.
Yep.
Number one, and I'll explain. I'll explain this shortly. Get rid of Gary Ablett. And I love Gary.
That's a massive call.
Big call.
That is a massive call.
Second thing they should do. Point. Get rid of Gary Ablett.
Peter.
Third point.
Oh, no.
Third point. Get rid of Gary Ablett.
What?
And the final point. Get everybody from that club to walk outside, close the door, walk away about 15 metres, turn around, walk back in, start again. Because what you've done for the last 7 years has been absolute frog wallop.
Oh, no, Peter.
Start again. No, start
you as
again.
A coach?
New coach, new assistants, new fitness. Start again from scratch because what you've done is absolutely diddly squat. And the hardest thing here is getting rid of Gary Ablett. I say why? Because he had a $3 million 3-year contract.
Yep.
He wanted to leave at the end of last year. Mm. He's been paid $2.5 million of that contract. So over the last, 2 and a bit years, he's been paid, or over the last two years, he's been paid $2.5 million.
Okay.
He's only played 28 games, so he's copped himself $100,000 a game.
Wow.
Because he's been out injured a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
For his last year, he's only owed $500,000. Gary needs to step up to the plate and say, you know what? I've got my fair whack. Everyone's happy if I move on.
Mm.
He should be able to take a pay cut and say, you know what? Keep the money. I'm moving on. Then Geelong will pick him up because Geelong can afford him then, and then everyone's happy. So the ball is in Gary's court by saying, you know what, money isn't everything. Sometimes if I want to go back to Melbourne for family, let's take away the money side of things. He's been paid probably $10 million over his journey here at the Gold Coast Suns anyway. So, and he's done a good job, but he deserves now to say, you know what, I want to go back there for family reasons, and a part of those family reasons is that I am happy to say to you, Gold Coast Suns, don't worry about paying me. I'll go to Geelong, whatever they can afford. I'm here because that's what I want to do for my family.
Yep.
I am not here for the money. Mm. And with all the speculation around the football club about how many times or how hard is it, every time somebody fronts the press, it's about Gary Ablett.
Yeah.
We know there's players behind his back talking that he doesn't train with the club. Start fresh. The whole club has to start fresh, and that is without Gary Ablett if they want to move forward,
which is
sad.
Wow.
Upsetting.
I cried when I saw him at the airport last night flying out, but you know what? That's it. That's life. That's the rocky road we take.
If you love someone, set them free, Peter.
Exactly right. He was like those two doves.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about now.
I don't know either. I hope everyone had an awesome Father's Day. And, you know, when we get older, obviously our fathers get older, and you just don't want to miss these special days, especially when, you know, Dad said, we're at the Redland Bay Golf Club yesterday, he said, here's to many more. Let's hope everyone at this table is here this time next year. And, you get the lump in your throat with these events. You know, you really do. But Dad is funny. And I want to thank you very much because you organised for him to call in on Friday. He didn't know I was going to see him.
No.
First of all, I turn up with a skirt on that's very on trend.
Wow,
and
that's
it's got
debatable.
Rips in it, like ripped jeans. So it's got rips and holes in it. So first of all, Dad pulled me aside and said, Bridget Mary, look, I know a good darner. If you want any of those holes fixed. And I didn't know you were that short of money. So if you need a loan to get yourself some proper gear.
I got the same kind of dress sense as your dad.
Yes, you do. And so we gave him this amazing bottle of rum that's, I don't know, it's over $100. It's a special rum or whatever.
Small batch or something.
I've never seen him so happy. I showed you guys the photo. I've seen photos of him holding us as newborns.
Nah.
Not as excited as this shot, cradling this rum.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, thank goodness, because I ran out and I just don't know what to do with my Saturday mornings anymore. I said, what?
Because
that's what I do on a Saturday morning. It just makes the birds chirp even louder and I'm just happier when I have my rum and milk on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, Dad, fair call. And he said, you know what I want to do with my girls? Being Irish, I just want to sit down and have a Guinness with you all. And I was going to drive at this stage, and I went, oh. Also, I'm still on painkillers for my back, and I've gone,
Good combo.
So we cheersed. We all had a guinea. And then he's gone, one more round for us all. I've gone, okay. Now I'm not driving then.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right, I better, you know, here we go. Cheers. Let's have another guinea together. Forgetting I was on so many painkillers.
Oh, yes. Good combo.
All of a sudden, the room started spinning. Everything.
Really?
I'm at the Redland Bay Golf Club. Everyone's over 60. I'm feeling like Keith Richards. I'm about to get cut off at the bar because they think I'm off my head. There's ladies over 60s with short hair and visors on checking out my legs. I was seriously, it was like Blues Fest on Father's Day. I was tripping out.
Bridget. Spider. Breakfast.
So, yeah, we did have a call from Annabelle from Benora Point on Friday that was talking about how she's getting swooped down that way. Magpies, it's a hot spot. It's the middle of the season right now.
But you understand that. I mean, you can't hate on the Maggies because they're just defending the babies. But at the same time, there is nothing more scarier. I'm telling you, like I said, my sister still has a scar on her eyebrow every day walking home from school, so
scared.
It
is so funny watching everyone ride their bikes this time of year with zip ties on them. It is funny, but, you know, magpies, even, you know, where I live, there's a couple there. If you're riding out the back towards Hope Island, between Hope Island, it's called Sickle Ave, back of Century Cove and Hope Island, there's some magpies there. If you ride or walk your bike there, just outside the dome.
Okay.
Outside the dome, and they come and whip in, and they're so quick, and you don't know which angle they're coming from.
Is this the noise you hear inside Sanctuary Cove when the Maggies try and hit the dome?
Yep. But yeah, then you get out, and it's on.
All right, look, hot spots around the Golden Tweed Coast with Magpies season 13-27-10.
All right, we've got Michael from Pacific Pines. Del, where is that hot spot?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Pacific Pines Boulevard. You see the school kids getting bombed every morning. The postie getting charged on his bike. He's swerving all over the street. Pacific Pines.
Yeah.
And it's not just magpies, it's the plovers too, so.
Oh, there's the double combo.
And it's not funny, but it is.
No, it's hilarious. It's funny good if it's to watch. Not you.
Thank you, Michael.
It is very, very funny when it's not you. And Fiona in Sorrento, where's the hot spot for the magpies for you?
Down on Campbell Street, near the Campbell Street shops.
Right, so there must be a nest there, right?
And there's other little birds swooping as well.
What suburb's this?
This is Sorrento.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, Sorrento.
Yep.
Wow. I got swooped this morning, so they're definitely there.
Oh, how close. Like, do you know when you feel that in your hair?
I felt it.
Oh. Yeah.
And you hear the click. They kind of click as they come past it.
Don't.
Just get your ear. Thank you, Fiona.
Also, they're saying at Harbour Town Shopping Centre as well, bit of a hot spot around there.
Mm,
well,
okay.
Bridge, your friend Annabelle from Benora Point has called in again this morning just to reiterate the hot spot that she has.
No, she's been done again.
She's my new friend. Hello, Annabelle.
Hi, how are you, Bridge?
Oh, that's the sound of someone who's recently been swooped.
What happened?
Again, Bridge, on Friday, again, after I spoke to you. And that was on Minjungle Drive. It's always on Minjungle Drive near the car wash.
Yep.
And the man come out and he said, here's a branch.
Yeah.
Start whacking it. But I said, you can't do that because that provokes them.
Yeah, yes. You've got to ignore them, but then they have a crack at you. And you can go across the other side of the road and they still have a crack at you.
I did that. I did that as well Saturday.
Well, you've done everything, Annabelle. You've changed your hair colour.
Yes,
you've,
you have.
You've done everything you can. You
Wave the handbag over there.
Cross the road. Went a different direction. They still get you.
They just hate you. They think you're going to take their babies.
Oh, darling, I wouldn't do that. But I'll tell you a little story quickly, Bridge. I lived in Coomera, and when I walked across the road, there was a baby magpie stuck in the wire fence.
Right.
Okay.
And I tried to save it, but the mum and dad attacked me profusely, and they reckon that they know.
They've never
They never forget.
They've never forgotten.
Well, I tell you what, Annabelle, here's what we're going to do. Bridge is going to put her body on the line and come down your way and see where these magpies are swooping you and see if, you know, it's actually happening and see if we can get that firsthand from Bridge.
Oh, okay, darling. But I tell you, I think we better go in the nude, Bridge.
Oh,
that's a difference.
What's that
Why?
Got to do
There's
with
no it? Protection.
Because, what? Bridge, I've tried the hat the other day. I tried the umbrella and it still happened.
Oh, no,
Without
we'll sort
anything
something
protective
out.
On, I'm sorry. No. I am not in the Nicky Nuno, but we'll bring down a whole lot of different disguises and see if we can get
past. Oh, okay, that'd be brilliant.
I'm petrified.
And we'll
I'm petrified.
GoPro you both up. We want to see all that. Good on you, Annabelle.
I'm still worried about this nude bit in the nest. Yes.
Thank you for all your calls. Magpie swooping hotspots.
Hey!
With a nudie run thrown in there for good measure.
Streaking! Streaker!
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.